The Continuing Search for Hope by Pocky Slash, read by Night Tracer. Fandom, X-Men, Days of Future Past. Summary. In the half second between life and death, between Logan sleeping and waking, Charles and Eric get a glimpse of the timeline, rewriting itself for the better. There's a split second between then and now, life and death, sleeping and waking, when he sees it. The Sentinel is opening its maw, and Charles can feel the heat of its blast on his face. This is it, the end, unless Logan has changed things. He doesn't reach for Eric. The movement would take too long. Instead, he holds tight their mental tether to the strong psychic cable that's bound them together these last 10 years. I love you, he thinks, because even here, at the end of it all, he has to say it. Even here, he needs his last thoughts to have purpose, drive, and for so long, in so many ways, this man was that purpose. At least we're together, Eric thinks. Charles closes his eyes. At least I don't have to watch you die, he means. But Charles can't disagree. He can't pretend he hasn't been afraid. When Eric came staggering back inside with a hand clutched to his stomach, of the exact same thing. The heat intensifies, and he reaches out to the last of them, to Kitty, whose mind is screaming, and then to Logan, who... And that's when he sees it. It's a moment suspended in time, rolling outwards even as the Sentinel could have killed them 12 times over. It's 50 years compressed into endless seconds. It's Logan's life, but not as he's ever known it. Raven and a woman named Kayla. Victor Creed and the school in the '80s. Politicians Charles doesn't recognize. Students he does. Time zipping forward so fast he can barely catch up. So fast it takes him far too long to figure out what's happening. Logan did it. He did it. He rewrote the timeline. Charles is seeing the world's new history. And not just the world's. And not just Charles. Eric is still inside Charles's head. He's seeing it too. Charles, Eric thinks with wonder at a flash of Eric at the school, regal and authoritative in front of a classroom, laughing at something Jean has said, looking down his nose as Logan lights a cigar at the dinner table. Charles, he repeats, and Charles can't respond as he watches them kiss on their wedding day, Logan off to one side. He did it, Charles thinks, as time slows again, to Logan's present, to the last minutes before the timeline snaps into place. Logan is eating breakfast with Charles and Eric and some people Charles doesn't recognize. He says something, and Eric laughs and leans over to kiss Charles's temple before getting up from the table. Logan says something and gestures after him and follows, walks down the hall and picks up a book and turns on the radio, and time slows closer to normal, almost in real time, as Logan sits on the edge of a futon. They did it. Logan did it. He saved them. He gave them a future better than this. A future together, Eric says, full of more hope than Charles thinks he's ever heard from him. Let's hope they make better choices than we did. Then, I love you too. I always have. In every timeline, Charles thinks. And he can't help but smile as the Sentinel fires, just as the timelines seem to merge into one. The end. Thank you for listening.